The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:06 in the morning here on February the 27th. Our phone lines here are 605-45-67, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, and let's give you an update on the weather. It's currently 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Now, here's what the National Weather Service says about today. Chance of showers, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 10 a.m. Partly sunny with a high near 62. Light northwest wind becoming west. It's too much information. 8 to 13 miles per hour. Winds could gust up as to 20 miles an hour. That is important if you're planning to get up on 5. Chance of precipitation, 60%, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Now, tonight, chance of showers with temperatures around 43. Saturday calls for a slight chance of thunderstorms with our highs of 62. And that, you know, we've got our pet of the week here, so we got to make sure we cover those little baby ears. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. We love that. Support your local businesses. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business. And I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at 5 p.m. is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council, CVAC, is giving their Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. Join us for a dinner and annual program to honor the Shasta County's individual and group advocates of the year. And that's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Hall right there on Yuba Street. And you can buy tickets at the Classic Cafe or the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. For more information, call Celestina at 225-5616. It's going to be a great time. Linda and I are going to be there. And we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And you can get tickets again. Classic Cafe.
Classic Cafe.
And they said if you wanted to County and you felt so on. Inclined to kind of just show up, there'll be room and there'll be enough tickets. Food for you.
Right. So. And if you can't make it, you can still buy a ticket and not show up. You know, those kind of things. Eldon, good morning there, buddy.
How you doing?
So have we had any games yet?
Nope. Today is the first one of the series. Yep.
First one of the series.
Home game.
Yep.
Home game.
Tiger
at 3 p.m. today, if anyone wants to come out.
Are they selling like hot dogs and stuff there?
I think they should be, yeah.
Now, is it true that they've got some of the homeless out there as umpires? To give them a job?
We find a new one we could get. I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right. And I thought maybe you had two out there playing outfield for you. You know, they're quick on their feet.
Hey.
All right. With us this morning is Captain Smith and Captain Smith is holding a white baby puppy. Well, it's
Chihuahua
cross. Mix, yeah. But looks so Chihuahua with those big black eyes, cute little paws, kind of a what you call beige ears. But so tell us what's going on.
This is little Simon, and little Simon is about 8 weeks old, and he came into the shelter about a week ago. And he is looking for a forever home. Now, the little caveat with Simon is he's not quite big enough to get altered. You know, he's too small. So what we would do is we would let somebody foster him to adopt. And so they can pay their adoption fee and get him, and he'll get all his little bells and whistles done. But he'll come back when he's a little bit bigger. So they'll get to take him home today, but they'll have to
bring him back to get fixed.
To get his, you know, his.
That's the stuff. Not a caveat, but it's kind of a. Along with the
it's just something they gotta do extra.
Absolutely, I had that happen with a shelter dog I got in Los Angeles, and I had to bring her back and get fixed.
Yeah, and so we're anxious to get him out of the shelter and into a place where he's actually going to be able to stay away from all those bugs and things that are out there that little puppies can catch,
right.
You know, and we want to keep him safe. So we're very happy with him. He's a sweet little guy, and
he's very adorable. He's like one of those kids just holding him.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's quiet and all this.
Yeah.
So he is a cutie, and you could just pick him up today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could get him today. Of course, they have to qualify, and it's not hard to do. You just got to have a place that can have him, and, your landlord says it's okay if you're renting.
Right, and so you look at those things. Do you look at the stability if somebody's moved around a lot? Do you, mm-hmm. you can see if they're 3 months here, 2 months there?
We try to do that as best we can. You know, it's hard to do sometimes when it comes to animals, mm-hmm. but we do try because we don't want to set them up to fail.
Right.
We want them to succeed mm-hmm. and go in and be in their forever place. So, we make a good effort to do that, and he'll have everything that
he needs. Does he make noise at all?
He's very, very quiet, but he's really playful. When I set him down, he just wants to
just run around,
grab stuff and play.
he's probably enjoying this being held.
He loves, well, and if you like your dog in your bed with you, which I do, he'd be a great bed dog. I call him a great bed dog because he just wants to curl up underneath the covers
with you.
He wants
to cuddle.
You want to watch football? Here's your partner.
Here's your partner. I just love that. And it's true.
This ought to be a team dog.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's adorable.
Take a dog home with you for take a dog. If not this one, take one of the pitties home with you to your parents.
He can be a rally
dog. He can be a rally dog.
Well,
you don't have, you need more than one. I don't know if he's big enough. You need a mastiff rally dog, buddy.
There you go.
Hey, or 20 of these little ones. Each one of your teammates could each have one look just like this, and you can have your rally dogs all running around out there in seventh inning and running around the field and come on back in.
Well, Captain Smith, Simon.
Simon
is up for, as well as several other forever pets.
Mm-hmm.
But Simon is who we're highlighting today as Pet of the Week. We've been batting pretty good here with, I know that once you do the media rounds and, you know, people could see them on, KRCR and mm-hmm. hear about it here, with us. KCNR 1460. We're so happy. Give us phone numbers, address, times again.
Okay. Contact us at 241-1653. Or better yet, come in anytime after 11. That's when our shelter, our adoptions opens. And please take Simon home. And we have quite a few more that need homes, too. So if he's not the one for your family, we got somebody there who will be.
All right. Thank you, Captain Smith. And again, Pet of the Week, Simon, is a small white Chihuahua mix. How adorable. This is a good time to get him because you now can instill into that pet your rules.
Right.
However you want to train them.
Right.
I know it took us quite a while with Snooki. Yeah. But we crate trained her. So that's a good time to be able to do it.
Yeah,
well, thank you, Captain Smith.
That lasted almost 2 days.
she crate trained us. Let's put it that way.
And then she'd go, and then she'd look at us and fall over, and little leg go up, and she'd be like, "Do you think she's okay? I think she's okay."
Did we beat her? We didn't know. All right. Anyway, give Haven Humane a call today or drop by and adopt a pet.
Take
a forever pet. Thanks a lot, Captain
Smith.
You're
welcome.
All right. Again, the weather forecast calls for showers today. Now they're calling for possible thunderstorms after 10 a.m. and tonight, thunderstorms as well. So we, again, talking about the pets, it's always advisable to make sure that your gates are secure, sometimes dogs get freak out and they gnaw. They can gnaw through the wood on things because they get wigged out with thunderstorms. We've got to take a break here, right, Carl?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm just trying to fill time here.
Well, no, I'm not. It's because I've got phone numbers we're trying to call and just play with the team here today. Play with the team. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends there with Espresso Joe's with great coffee of all kinds, cappuccino, latte, everything, and they will make it for you the way you want it, and it won't cost you a college education. No, walk next door to the finest tobacco store in Northern California, including a walk-in humidor that has the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado. All of this, and veterans get discounts. That's right. Veterans always get discounts in Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley, special people that own that. Okay. You know, the president vetoed the Keystone Pipeline. You know, and one of the things, it was a bipartisan bill that people wanted to see this thing made. They wanted to see the pipeline finished, and he vetoed it. And, you know, and his reasoning, of course, is abstract. But today we have Marita Noon, who is the executive director of the Energy Makes America Great, which is an advocacy arm of the Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. Good morning, Marita.
Good morning. It's a treat to be with you.
Well, I tell you what, this is, you know, I saw your name and it came across in the internet here about the Keystone Pipeline, because frankly, I don't understand what the president is thinking, because it isn't like, it's just the Keystone Pipeline is just kind of straightening things out and making it easier. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, the Keystone Pipeline would be a valuable project to America's economy and energy security. And when you look at those issues, as you said, Carl, it is baffling that Obama would choose to veto this bill that has such strong bipartisan support. But you have to look deeply at why did he do this. And when you do that, you really have to question his love of country, really.
Oh, okay. The you don't think he's just, you know, throwing a bone out there to the far left environmental groups?
Well, it is definitely the far left environmental groups who are pushing the opposition to the Keystone Pipeline. That is for sure. You know, they have threatened him. In fact, there's a pledge that more than 100,000 people have signed that says that they will engage in acts of civil disobedience if the president approves the veto pipeline. I mean, excuse me, the veto pipeline, the Keystone pipeline. And so, you know, it is definitely that extreme left. And in fact, the Pew Research Center did a poll a few months back on it and found that all groups, Republicans and Democrats alike, support the Keystone pipeline except for those groups who self-identify as strongly liberal. So only a small fraction of the population opposes the Keystone Pipeline. So you're correct in saying, you know, do you think he's throwing a bone to the far left? But you see, what's happened is for 6 years, President Obama has resisted taking a position because within the Democratic base of his party, there are only two groups who care deeply about the Keystone Pipeline. And those two groups are A, as we've already mentioned, the extreme environmentalists, and B, the unions. And the unions desperately want the jobs and the economic development the pipeline will provide. And those jobs would be in an area of the country most hard hit from the past 6 years of economic hardship. And so they really want the jobs, but the environmentalists, as I previously stated, really, really don't want the Keystone Pipeline. So the president has been resistant to take a stand. For 6 years, he's been carefully, some might call it straddling a barbed wire fence, to not take a position so that he didn't anger one side or the other side. But by now vetoing the pipeline, he's made it clear which side he really cares more about.
Well, you know, the fact that he did that, well, here's a chance for us to get oil from an ally as opposed to an enemy or a potential enemy that sponsors terrorism, that here we have a chance to put all these thousands of people to work for several years. The fact to become more energy independent from, you know, right here in Northern America.
Right.
All of this, plus the fact, and this was an interesting article I read from a man who was a true environmentalist who said, you know, he was against the pipeline until the crash of the train and they dumped the oil all over the area. And then he said, when it gets right down to it, he says the pipeline is safer than transporting oil on trains. And, it's a safer way of doing it. They can control it better. And it makes the country stronger. I mean, to me, this was a no-brainer, and which may explain it. And frankly, I disagree with you on one part here, and that is the fact that he was straddling the fence. I think he was waiting until after the election and after the midterms, and he knew it was going to come up, and he was always going to veto it because that would, it's just something else that he can do to further control. He has to show his control.
Well, I agree with you on that. My viewpoint on saying he's straddling the fence is not that he couldn't decide, not that he hadn't already made up his mind, but that he didn't want to make a decision that would anger either side because both sides are important to the party. And so he didn't really, he was hoping to be able to push this decision off to the next president, that he was hoping to never have to make a decision that would anger one side or the other. I don't believe that he hadn't made up his mind.
Oh, I think he'd made up his mind a long time ago. Hey, what's the
but he didn't want to come out with that because then the unions wouldn't support him and or his candidates. And in fact, Richard Trumka, AFL-CIO, did not come out in support of the pipeline until after the midterm elections, until after the Democrats had already lost so badly. And James Hoffa, he didn't come out in support of the pipeline until January. So, you know, there was, I think, a very definite political motive there, as you pointed out, to not make a decision on the pipeline until once the impact of the midterm elections was over.
So what do you think the future is? Do you think they're not going to be able to get 60 votes to override this, do you?
I think they are. I am more optimistic, and I realize people who are smarter than me have a different opinion. I talked to a gentleman, you might want him as a guest, he's a great guest, Dave Barnett. I host a weekly internet radio show where I talk to the experts that help me kind of put together the pieces of my weekly column that I write on energy issues. It's published on Breitbart.com. And Dave Barnett is a special representative with the United Association, which is a major union group, has a big long name that has pipe fitters in the name.
Right.
And he and I talked about this, and I said, well, aren't you guys, you know, getting ready to, but this was before the pipeline was actually vetoed, but it was expected. And I said to him, aren't you guys, you know, really working on putting the screws on some people to get them to vote, to change their vote in the revote? And essentially, not these exact words, but essentially he said, yes. He said, not me personally, but we have people who, you know, focus on this specifically, and they know who voted no. They know who are in highly unionized districts. They know who have elections coming up and who count on union support. And the reality is we only need 3% to change their mind in the Senate, and we only need less than 3% to change their mind in the House. So I do believe that there is a strong potential. Now, I'm not, you know, no guarantee, I have no inside information, but I do believe that there is a strong potential that when they come back around, that they say, Mitch McConnell says it's going to be, you know, before March 5th, I believe it is, that they're going to vote again. And you can be sure they won't vote again unless they have the votes lined
there,
up.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
So I do think there's a chance of a veto override.
Okay, well, that's nice to know. Hey, Marita, tell us a little bit about your Energy Matters, or Energy Makes
America
Great. Right.
We are an advocacy organization, and we work to educate the public on the role that energy plays in their life, with the belief that if they understand energy better, they'll make different choices when they vote.
Oh, that makes sense. The you know, the thing about energy is that, yeah, we want to go, we're moving. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. I had a tickle in my throat.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
About that.
It's going around out here, too.
Yeah.
The big thing for us is 505. Are you down in, like, New Mexico or something?
I am in New Mexico. We're based in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, great place. I used to live there. Big thing about this, though, is that, you know, we're linked to fossil fuels. We just are, until all the renewable energy comes around or they make up their minds about things. Why not use the fossil fuels right here, cut back on the amount of money we're sending out overseas, and actually, you know, become more energy independent right here? And the fact is that it just seems like it's a battle to do that.
It is a battle. In fact, my current column, the one for this week, the week before I wrote on what's next for the Keystone Pipeline, and my column this week I title Know Your Enemy, and I start with some comments that Rudy Giuliani made about ISIS and kind of draw a parallel to them to fossil fuels, because there is a true battle going on for fossil fuels in America, and if we don't name our enemy, if we don't acknowledge that we are in a battle, just like Rudy Giuliani said, he said you can't have the battle of ideas. If you're going to debate it, you have to call it what it is. And what we have in America on energy going on right now is a battle of ideas. And if you don't acknowledge that, I believe that you can't battle it. And we've got outside funding coming in from Russia, going to environmental groups in America to battle fossil fuels. Where there are reports that OPEC countries have funded movies like Gasland and promised land, the anti-fracking movies, and we know full well that Tom Steyer, billionaire Tom Steyer with no guile, has promised millions of dollars to candidates in the 2014 election who oppose the Keystone Pipeline. So there is a very definite battle going on, and it is a battle of ideas, a battle of ideology.
Great. Now, how can people follow you and how do they get your column and your website?
Well, the website is energymakesamericagreat.org, and there is a place where you can subscribe to our weekly column, and we send it out via email every Monday. It's also on Breitbart.com. They publish a kind of shortened version of it. RedState.com and many, many other websites throughout the internet have the long, full-length version, and I always include links to all my research so that people can verify what I'm saying, that, you know, these are facts that my opinions are based on.
Okay. All right. Marita Noon, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. I hope to be with you again soon.
You bet. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know what? If you're looking for that special, special piece of jewelry, if you're looking for the estate jewelry, or you're looking for anything that has to do with beautiful jewelry, you head on down to Leonard and his associates, because I trust me, he has beautiful stuff. Something's always on sale at Four Winds Jewelry. And then have him get back in that safe. He's got some great things back there, too. He's at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Give him a call at 222-2750, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area works with
40 years experience. Give him a call.
Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30.
Hey, coming up after the break, we've got Christy Kidd with Turtle Bay, some information on what's happening with a big fundraiser coming up. I'll be emceeing. It's their annual huge fundraiser, as well as what's going on with the hotel. We have all that information right here on KCNR 1460 after the break. We'll see you then.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Everybody's trying to sing, but everybody's not on key yet. So, like, can we do one, two, three,
one more time? Wait a minute. Want everybody. Everybody is just me.
Here we go.
Crazy.
Oh, sorry. I got in there early. Anyway.
Good morning, everybody.
Shower singing here on KCNR 1460. Don't you love it? How are you guys today?
7:34 in the morning here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Renning Crack Master Windshield Repair. What can I say? A veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst. And Jeff can fix anything from a chip in a windshield to cracks over 24 inches in length. You know what? You know what you're thinking? That's two feet long, but he can fix it, guarantees his work. And if he can't fix it, he tells you right up front because he's an honest man. He's got integrity. He's Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Like I said, a veteran-owned business, a man of integrity. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, Linda, you're here. We're here with this, you know, Turtle Bay comes in and we do updates.
I like to do once a month of what's happening, and
because there's so much going on.
Well, we also not to interrupt you, but you know, we had a wonderful experience where we it was the first time that we did this with Turtle Bay, and this is not a a love fest pat our back on the shoulders, because we really want to just let you, our listeners, know how much of an integral part that you were in achieving the goal. And that was called Liberty on the Border. And we came in, we were scared to death that we weren't going to be able to, you know, meet a pledge. We pledged $5,000 and we're nervous about, oh my God. So little increments along the way, we had actually Carl and Ted, Lighty and some of the gang, Ted Ogilvy, people came forward.
There was never a doubt in my mind that we'd make that.
Well,
there was never a doubt in my mind that we'd make that.
So
there wasn't.
Well, anyway,
I know you and Molly were running in circles a couple of times.
Well, we had, you know, we just had a date.
I know the people in this.
I know, and so I just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for coming together. If it was 25, if it was 500, if it was 250, whatever it was, everybody came together. And so we had a very successful, along with some other major, major sponsors, to have Liberty on the Border, which brings me to Turtle Bay and Christy Kitt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
A lot of things going on out Turtle Bay. You know, one thing, though, I need to announce one more time, and I'm going to say it three or four times while you're here, is that for one price, and one price only, you join Turtle Bay, and every exhibit, whether it be animal, mineral, fossil fuels, solar power,
water, anything
that's in there is free. Once you have your season pass, the only thing you have to pay for is that little cup of nectar, the parakeets, wherever they are, fly over and get on your shoulders and your head and your ears and try to climb into your nose to drink.
Eldon, have you been there?
I have not been there.
Okay, that'll be something before you go back home. We got to get you to Turtle Bay and experience the...
I've heard good things, though.
Yeah.
You know what you do is, this is probably be a morale builder that you all will need Monday.
Let's hope that's not the case.
Oh, no. You know what, Carl? We're going to be surprised what a fantastic slaughter the weekend's going to be.
You know,
Eldon's the catcher on Simpson baseball team.
You guys are Christians. Right. It probably, at some point during this weekend, you're going to probably have to call off the games because you're just beating them so bad.
Let's hope that's the case.
Okay. All right. Anyway. But again,
Back to Turtle Bay.
The point I'm making, though, is that, and people don't, you know, they're still trying to wrap their arms around this, I guess, mm-hmm. for that one price,
yep.
you get it all. Yeah. And that used to be a big complaint.
Yep, and that's why we changed it. We listened. So, yeah, you're right. It's the $1 if you want to feed the parrots is the only thing you pay for once you're inside the park. You can still go in and see them. And they'll still land on you, whether or not you have nectar.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
I love it.
But here's the problem. If you don't feed them, then they poop on you.
That's true.
Okay,
they get kind of upset.
What's the fee so our listeners can know? Because I know you have a friends and family, and I think this is tremendous, especially if you're trying to think about what you can do for somebody who's helped you. It's a gift. It's a paying it forward. It's all kinds of things, be able to have the gift that keeps giving. And that's a membership. And it's very reasonable. Yep. Where are we now?
It's $80 for a full family, which is two adults and up to four kids. And that can be – the kids don't have to be named. So if you have two kids, you can bring friends, and that's still fine. And then we have individual memberships, which is technically two people, and then lower down. You know, if you don't have six people to bring, you don't have to pay $80.
And so now they can go into these exhibits like Toytopia or the candy exhibit. What are the two exhibits that are going on? You usually have two in the main room.
Right now we have Sweet, A Tasty Journey. Mm-hmm. That's the it's all about candy and candy making and California's part in candy making. And then in the smaller gallery, we have the West Coast Art Biennial right now. And that was a competition that went through the fall. And it was all artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska who submitted pieces of art in all different forms of media.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And this is the third time we've done it. We do it every other year. And we had a juror from Portland who chose the pieces that are actually in the show. And a couple of weeks, well, I guess it's almost a month ago now, we had a reception and gave out, announced the winners and things like that. But the pieces are, it's a really lovely show. It's an art exhibit. So if you want that culture, we definitely
have
awesome.
It right
now.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we have a couple of pieces from Reading artists. So it's nice. It's a very eclectic,
like
but
that.
Also really smooth. It all fits really well.
It's a great
really
place nice. To take your kids and let them see. You know, this may be inspirational on some level to think that, you know, all ages have entered the art exhibit.
Yeah, and we have a program called the MAGE program that allows, I want to say it's third graders to come in and do, they go through the art exhibit and they also have an interactive art activity that they do afterwards. So they learn about this art and they do, you know, they get that culture and it's just really nice. And I think it only started less than a month ago, and we've had continual groups coming in, which is just great to see.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And again, I just want to say that, you know, personally, I feel that with kids, it's really the textures, the smells, the sounds of getting them involved and getting away from the screen and the game box. So I'm a big supporter of getting them involved with something that can really be a game changer for their lives.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
Well, you know, we took the kids down there, you know, when they were here to Turtle Bay. And, you know, frankly, the exhibits you have down there are just, you know, great. You know, and we really got into Liberty on the Border.
Yeah.
And that's why we're kind of looking for something, you know, down the future, you know, because I know that you'll give us another shot at this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'd love to see, and you've had it before, so I don't know if you'll have it again. Mm-hmm. But you had, like, you know, the Colt Firearms exhibition where they came in. I mean, there were just thousands of guns that you got, I think, out of the Autry Museum.
I think so. I wasn't here for that.
Okay.
I've heard all about it.
It was something like that. But I'd like to see, you know, something that, you know, I see a number of, believe it or not, a number of firearm collections in this area that are really quite interesting, from World War II and World War I selections of different types of rifles. And this, you know, for something like that, I think in this area, that would have a great deal of interest for people. And you can make it a historical type thing like you did
with Liberty.
Liberty Along the Border, where you had the reenactors here.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you could have docents out there that are talking about this is where these were used, you know, the transitions. You know, this is just something that I think that, but again, I don't want to get it too narrow because then you've cut out, you know.
Well, that's our benefit of having the two galleries that we could have, kind of like with Liberty and with Toytopia. They were so different, but so interesting to so many people.
And that's why this fundraiser, it's a great segue, the fundraiser the end of March, which is the Turtle Bay Under the Big Top?
Yep, Under the Big Top.
Okay, tell us all about it.
On March 28th at 5:30 at the Civic is our Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz Under the Big Top. It's our auction. So there's live and silent auction items. And it's just a big night, you know, there's gonna be little food, little desserts, things like that, and just lots to see and lots to do. Part of the admin building at Turtle Bay is just overrun by decorations.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's fantastic. Under the big top. There's so many things.
This would be a fun thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 2 years ago, you had the theme of, it was jeans, jewels, and jazz, but it was also movies from the past. So you had different silent auction tables that had these incredible, you know, like a Marilyn table and a John Wayne, all these different wonderful. So I can just imagine the decoration committee going crazy on this. So it's at the Civic. How do we get tickets?
Tickets you can get through Turtle Bay. They're $75 for individual tickets, or you can do a patron table. They start at $1,000. And I believe it's a table of 8. And then we also have a raffle. So if you can't make it on the 28th, there are 3 big raffle items. The tickets are $100 and the prizes are a trip, in a cabin, actually it's a house. It's huge. In Trinidad, for a week, or, you can win this beautiful sapphire necklace or a trip to Vegas with a Cirque du Soleil show. And so you don't have to be at the auction to win that. And those, again, you can get all those tickets, go to turtlebay.org for all the information.
Those are where you buy the
$100 tickets. Oh. And we're only selling 200 of them. So.
Okay, that's like what you used to do with the cruise. Now we have a different spin on that.
Yep. And we have different prices.
Okay, wonderful. Yes. So March 28th, we'll be talking a lot more about that. I know, Carl.
You'll be there.
Yes, I'll be emceeing with Dave West, and we have a new auctioneer this year. Oh. And Pat Karch and his trio will be performing. It's going to be a blast. We got more, Christy, while we have you here, please let's talk about the hotel. Everybody's waiting for that information.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 7:45 in the morning. 8 o'clock, George Runner, Board of Equalization, will be joining us talking about taxes and the cost and the cut in the gas tax, but you're not going to see it. And at 8:30, Mark Baird from the State of Jefferson to kind of rebut the Record Searchlight editorial. We'll be right back.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagle's Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Anyway you want it, just the way you need it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 7:48 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 44 degrees out there. It's going to be, looks like we could get some rain today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Veterans and seniors discounts. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. Let me tell you why Owens Pharmacy stands head and shoulders above any place else around here. First of all, locally owned, locally operated. Over six locations right here in the city of Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Most of them are. But what they have is something called MedSync. That's right. MedSync, which takes all your prescriptions or one prescription or two prescriptions or 12 prescriptions and has them all come due on the same day. So you don't have to worry about making eight phone calls or two phone calls or whatever. They're all due on one day. You make the phone call. And if you can't pick them up when you come down, then Owens delivers. In fact, Owens delivers all of their prescriptions to you. Now, the other last thing that is the pharmacist knows you. These pharmacists are here. They're not being rotated through like some of these big box stores every month. This pharmacist knows who you are and your medications, and they're your last line of defense. You get a strange slip from the doctor there, a prescription, and he's looking at it. Your pharmacist is looking at it. Goes, well, this isn't exactly what it's been going, you know, been taking. So he's going to check. He or she's going to check on that. Your last line of defense. Owens Pharmacy. I can't say enough about them. Okay, we're here with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay, and we talked about the big auction, and this is big.
It is
and
big.
This is where the, you know, you get a lot of money to help keep this place open. Yeah. A lot of super, super, super auction items and raffle items and all that.
Mm-hmm. And the proceeds go towards, you know, just keeping Turtle Bay
open.
Open.
And running.
And running.
Providing
yes.
all the programs that we
yes,
do.
Yes, it's yeah. a really a wonderful event. Uh-huh. Let's go into the information. People are like kind of clamoring to get information about what's happening with the hotel. You've got some inside scoop.
I do. I got some. So right now we are waiting. I know this is not a secret, but there was the there's a grant from the EDA that we got.
The clawback thing.
Yes.
Right.
And so that expires June 26th. The 20 years that we were under that.
Right.
And so we have sent them a letter asking to release us from that. Or that's not totally true. It's that and if what we're doing falls under the grant and wouldn't be subject to the clawback.
Right.
So we're waiting for an answer. So worst case scenario, we don't hear from them. And then it expires on June 26th and we can start building. So
now, one way or the other, on June 26th,
yep.
it's gone.
Exactly.
Right.
No matter what they say, if yeah. anything.
If anything.
It is gone, done. On June 26th. So that means we are in the, you know, making sure all our permits and our planning is all in the, you know, in line, ready to go for when that date
comes. Which sometimes that's a scary thing, too.
Yeah, it's a lot. So that's where we are as far as that goes. And then that is a whole separate project because Turtle Bay is going to change a lot when we get it. And for the better, one of the biggest things is with where the hotel is going to be, we need to have a fire access road, understandably, that totally reconfigures the forest camp. And so we're working with the forest council, because they have such a big part of the forest camp, and in what it has become and what it was to start with, that we're working with them in this whole revamp and reorganizing of it, because a lot of things are going to have to move. It's actually going straight through where the maze is right now, so the maze obviously can't stay there. So it'll actually open up the forest camp a lot better.
So what it's going to do is this is a fire road,
mm-hmm.
so it's another exit coming
yep.
in, or
yep.
another entrance coming in. Okay.
Yeah, if you're at the rolling gate in the forest camp right next to the monolith, right now our road goes in towards the mill building.
Right.
It's going to go more along the fence
okay.
now instead. It's
all right.
And it's a little longer, too, than what we have, but it'll basically shift that road over, which realistically is going to actually be a better setup in the forest camp.
Sure.
But anyway, so that's one of our biggest projects at the moment is deciding, okay, we have to move things, so why don't we make things better too? in conjunction with having to get all the permits ready.
Why not do some things that make sense and and it works for everybody.
Yeah. So we're looking at a lot of different options, everything from a ropes course, you know, one of those big challenge mazes and things like that, to interactive water feature, you know, the splash pads that you run through. And
you're making it so for kids, really kid friendly there.
Well, what's interesting with the ropes course is that we were looking at, if that's the way we end up going, is there's a lot of corporate businesses that will use those for team building and things.
Oh yeah.
So it's actually more multi-use, and actually the one someone showed me one the other day that's huge. I don't know if I'd want a kid to go on it, but it's also got the interactive where there's the ropes course on top and a maze underneath. So we wouldn't necessarily be losing the maze we have. We'd be getting a better one. The joke is you'll get lost in it for a week. But we'll see. That's a big part of all this with the hotel.
Go to the police and report your... last time I saw Carl, he was heading to Turtle Bay. He said something about the maze. Days ago. Could you send somebody out?
Yeah, can we go find him? So that's a big part of with all this. Now, since we're kind of in a waiting period for the actual starting to build for the hotel, we're taking advantage of that time to figure out what we want to do with everything else that's going to have to change in conjunction with it.
When do you think the first shovel of dirt?
We're crossing our fingers for July 1st, but I'm not making any promises.
Okay,
so
July
1st. That's what we're hoping for. So as soon as we have a date, trust me, everyone will know about it.
Well, I'm sure.
I'll make sure of that. But yeah, so.
So that's where the hotel is. Okay, so you're looking at moving some fire roads around and also putting in some new interactive features in there. And then, once the hotel is how long do they say it would take to build the hotel?
It was between 12 and 15 months. So it obviously depends on weather. And pretty much that's the biggest factor at this point on how long it would end up actually taking. So
on the weather, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The way the weather's been lately, they should have it finished in 4 months.
Right. So hopefully by, fall of 2016, we'll actually be open and be ready to invite guests in and just have a whole new face for Turtle Bay.
How has it changed for you since you now are inside of, working in Turtle Bay amongst, the different employees or the people who volunteer? From somebody on the outside who's now on the inside, what has changed for you? Maybe some things that you never realized that you can share with our listeners that now are maybe revelations.
Absolutely. Good timing, too, because this month will be my 1 year at Turtle Bay.
1 year?
So, cool. Yeah. A lot has changed, mostly because I didn't realize how much Turtle Bay has to offer. Everything from, when I went, first time I came up to Reading, almost 9 years ago, I went and wandered through with my mother-in-law, and it was great and fun, but I didn't realize how much was actually there and going on until now when I see all the different programs and departments. And for good reason, some of those programs are for school kids. Of course I didn't notice that, but just seeing every little thing, we're launching a new professional development for teachers in conjunction with all the school field trips and programming and stuff. And then, and even since I've been there, we've gotten, I think, 4 new animals. So things have even grown just since I got there. So
you got
just
the beaver.
The beaver and the bobcat and a raven were the ones that we've got. No, so I guess 3 since I got there.
I haven't seen the beaver yet.
Oh, we're going to start having VIP. You can go feed him. He is so, I'm serious, he loves people. And he is fine with everyone. So people can actually go up and you can go up to the top of the aquarium and he'll come out and feed him. Timber.
Timber the beaver.
We have had, have the porcupine on the air before.
We've had the porcupine in here and went underneath the Bob's chair and over there to chew on things.
Bob had his
and
feet up on the chair, standing up on the chair.
It was interesting to see how they had the little tennis ball, on a stick.
Yep.
And then which means food.
Yes.
So
we have the sound.
We lured Porky out there, and we had sounds of him eating.
Yes, we have.
I know, it was strange. Now, talking about Timber the beaver, what do they eat?
He eats bark. And we were originally going to...
Or bark-like stuff or something.
We were originally going to talk about getting otters, but they eat fish, so that wouldn't be too nice in our aquarium.
It would just be the little children watching the two furry otters kill off all the fish in the aquarium.
We didn't really want to do that. So Timber just eats bark and, actually various kinds. So I don't understand all of that. I'd have to bring Sharon in here to talk about it, but he eats all kinds. And
isn't it interesting about these critters and their digestive systems?
Yeah.
And how
And what's fun with him is, you know, that he has a fort, you know, that we built for him in the aquarium. And we
wonder if he likes it.
He does, but he'll take all the sticks from outside and arrange them, and then we'll take them away so he can redo it and always have something to do.
Oh.
And immediately he goes, that's wrong. And just immediately will go right back to fixing it.
He's got to redecorate. Are you kidding me?
Is he obsessive compulsive beaver?
Did it cost
us more for that? Or do we know we had an? Did we know we had an OBC? When they sold them to us,
you wouldn't like it if somebody put together your thing and said, "Here," and you're like, "I'm going to be here. This is how I want it."
I'm rearranging my limbs here.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, Christy Kidd, does all the public affairs for Turtle Bay. A lot of things going on. A lot of exhibits. Got an update on the hotel there.
More coming soon.
Yes. And remember, everybody, for a year past, you and how many people? I mean, you and your wife or loved one, and then how many kids?
Oh, four kids.
Four kids can all go to every exhibit
for
that one price. Yep. All right. Hey, when we get back, we're going to be talking to George Runner, Board of Equalization, about the 6-cent tax break they just gave us on gasoline, but how we'll never see it. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8 o'clock, March the 27th.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says 7 people have been killed in overnight shootings in southeastern Missouri. State Highway Patrol Sergeant Jeff Kinder.
In our job, we see a lot of bad stuff, and this is bad. This is also hard on the police officers who are working that there. It's not natural to see that sort of thing.
Investigators say the attacks took place in multiple locations in and around the town of Tyrone in Texas County, about 40 miles north of the Arkansas border. In Bangladesh, a knife-wielding mob has hacked to death the U.S. Bangladeshi blogger Avijit Roy, whose writings on religion had brought threats of death from Muslims.
When they're coming out of the fair, they were attacked in the middle of hundreds of people around, and the attackers, they went on, they hacked them, and they confirmed their death, and they just left the scene. And when they were rushed to the hospitals nearby immediately by the people around, and the doctors declared the bloggers dead.
The BBC's Akbar Hussein reporting from Bangladesh. Two potential GOP presidential candidates calling for a more robust response to the threat of Islamic State terrorists. SRN's Greg Clarkson reports from the CPAC conference.
Republican Governors Scott Walker and Bobby Jindal blasted President Obama's handling of the ISIS threat.
We need a president, a leader, who will stand up and say we will take the fight to them.
He says we are not at war with Islam. Well, certainly we're not at war with Islam, but we are at war with radical Islam.
Both governors urged the White House to identify the enemy and respond more forcefully. Greg Clugston, SRN News at CPAC in National Harbor, Maryland.
Stocks have been slightly lower after the U.S. economy slowed more sharply than first thought in the final quarter of last year. The Commerce Department said the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of just 2.2% in the fourth quarter. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
For all that is secret will eventually be brought into the open. And everything that is concealed will be brought to light and made known to all.
What are the clues Jesus left behind?
For the first time in history, we're able to place these relics.
An unprecedented CNN event.
It is extraordinary to find an archaeological piece.
This is really the moment of truth.
Finding Jesus. Premieres Sunday night at 9 on CNN.
Fiat Chrysler is adding more than 467,000 Dodge and Jeep SUVs worldwide to a recall from last year to fix a potential stalling problem.
The company says it's adding 2012 and 2013 Dodge Durangos as well as 2011 Jeep Cherokees outside North America to a recall from September of last year. The Jeeps have diesel engines. Chrysler says fuel pump relays can deform and cause the pumps to malfunction. That can result in unexpected stalling or the prevention of engines from starting. The company doesn't know of any crashes or injuries from the problem.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The number of Americans signing contracts to buy homes rose at a healthy pace in January. The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index went up 1.7% to 104.2. December's figure was also revised higher to show a drop of only 1.5%. This is SRN News. Very few veterans are taking advantage of a new program that allows them to access private health insurance to avoid the trouble-plagued VA health care system. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald told a Senate panel yesterday he's not sure why that is.
We're working hard to make sure we gather data to really understand and drill down into what's going on. So far, we've gotten about 500,000 calls, but that's translated only into about 30,000 appointments.
27,000 to be precise, the number of veterans who've made appointments since the agency started mailing out the choice cards back in November. One of Mexico's most wanted drug lords is in custody. A Mexican official says Servando Gomez, known as La Tuta, was captured early today by federal police. He led the Knights Templar, that's a quasi-religious criminal group that once controlled the entire western state in Mexico, including its politics and its commerce. More details at srnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot, 8:05 this morning on February the 27th. No matter what I said at the end of the last hour, it is still February. It's 46 degrees out there with a chance of showers. Thin showers likely impossible. A thunderstorm after 10 a.m. this morning. Partly high, sunny with a high near 62. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Saturday, a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 10 a.m. Partly cloudy Saturday night, and on Sunday, sunny with a high near 66. Sunday night, mostly clear, a 30% chance of showers on Monday. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts, veteran-owned, right here in town, right here in Reading. Good morning, everybody. You know, one of the things, last night, you know, usually, I like, here's what I do, is like I get up at 5. And so when I get in here around 6:15 in the morning, so I can, you know, time to look through all the papers and all these things. Well, this morning, 6 o'clock, Linda says, "Are you getting up?" And I went, "Oh, 6 o'clock. I tell you what, my Sleep Number bed last night was so good. My Sleep Number setting is 40. And right now, my friends, you can get a Sleep Number bed. And this is the big sale, and I believe it's over on the 1st, but you can get a Sleep Number Queen mattress rated number one by Consumer Reports for under $600. That's right, $599.99. Plus, you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Not only do you get the dual air technology, but you get the new Sleep IQ technology. And how do you do it? You head on down to the shopping center, Target Shopping Center, and you go to the Sleep Number store. You see Brian or Janice. I'm telling you, I've never slept better than I have since I've gotten a Sleep Number bed. How much is it worth? How much is it worth to you? And right now, you can get it for under the price of other mattresses. And this is the number one rated bed from Consumer Reports, made in America, guaranteed. All right. Today, as our guest, we have George Runner, who is on the Board of Equalization. I think, good morning, George. I think you're the only Republican on there.
No, there's actually two.
There's two.
There's a Republican down in the Southern California counties, Orange County, Riverside, San Diego.
Uh-huh. Well, that's cool. And so there's another one on there. Now, how big's the board?
The board has 5 members.
Okay.
And 4 of us are elected by district. And then the fifth member is a member who is the state controller.
Oh, okay, all right. So you know what? I saw something where that a 6 cent gas tax reduction was voted on by y'all.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a terribly confusing process, but you know, I think we all remember the days. It weren't too long ago, 5 years ago, when you could pull up to the gas station, you had a fixed amount of excise tax. Excise tax went to fix roads and for transit. You had both federal and you had a state, and then on top of that, you paid a sales tax on top of whatever the amount was of the sale. That's the way it was in the old days, but years ago, the legislature, I was in the legislature at the time, voted to go ahead and steal about $1 billion from road funds in order to help balance the state budget. And when they did that, they put together this very confusing fuel tax swap. I voted against it. I thought it was just, you know, wrong to steal the money, and number two, it created this really confusing scheme for taxing. And what they did then is they said every year the Board of Equalization will go ahead and review gas prices and determine how to readjust the price so that somehow the tax rates would remain neutral as gas prices go up and down. So in reality, what's happened is we've overcharged, because we only do it once a year by legislature, we've overcharged for the last year the amount of tax that should be paid on gas. And that resulted in this lowering of tax. And there's also a projection, and we're projecting that gas is going to continue at this lower price. And so, therefore, there's another additional reduction, which totaled, at least the staff recommendation was 7.5 cents. I voted for 7.5 cents, but then the majority didn't want to do 7.5, and so the agreement was sit with 6 cents.
Okay. Well, at least it was a cut in the tax.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. And the problem with the way this works is if gas prices start going up this year, well, they already have, but I mean, if they continue to go up over a period of time, then we have to go back and take that into consideration. And in theory, you could be voting for a tax increase because we under-collected the tax. And that's why the whole system should be thrown out. We should go back to the system that just says, hey, let's figure out what the tax is on the day that you buy the gas. Let's stop this crazy system where you're trying to balance out looking back and looking forward.
Yeah, that's crazy because you're always going to be behind the line someplace.
Right. We're either over-collecting or under-collecting. And, of course, you know, the bottom line of all this is, you know, I believe Californians are overtaxed. And so here we have these very high gas taxes. Even with this reduction, we're still, I think, the fourth highest gas tax in the nation. And yet you see all these other schemes coming forward to charge more for gas, whether it's, you know, by miles driven or by a flat fee that all drivers are going to pay. You know, it's just that there just doesn't seem to ever be enough money in order to pay for what government wants to do.
You know, George, you know, can you give a 3 minute or less concise explanation of what the Board of Equalization does?
Sure. We do a number of different kinds of things. And one of the things we do is we're an appeals board. So when somebody has a tax dispute, whether it's an income tax or a sales tax, they don't believe their audit was right, they actually come before us. And they can explain why they believe their tax calculation that, you know, an auditor did was wrong. And we make a judgment as to whether or not that taxpayer owes the money or not. And we meet each month. We just finished up 3 days down in Culver City where we had 3 days of hearings for people coming forward on various tax disputes. And so that's one of the things that we do. The other thing that we do is we deal with regulation. That is, when the legislature passes a bill, oftentimes there's not a path to how to implement it. And so the board is responsible for actually implementing the kind of tax, you know, how a tax or a fee is going to actually work. And so, and how it's going to be collected and all those kinds of things, the practical side of it. And so we oversee those. The other thing we do all the time, is people have trouble with a tax agency and they need some help. And so we do a lot of constituent services for people who are struggling with a tax issue. They've got a question. They're not sure how to business tax. And so we do a lot of tax services that way. So, again, and people who need help or would like more information, they can go right to my website, which is georgerunner.com, and there's a little item there they can just check, says, I need tax help, and they can put whatever their question is, and we'll get back to them and help them through that.
Okay. Let me, on the website, as far as I can, I wanted to get a seller's license. It took me all of 10 minutes to do that on your website. Very effective.
Right, and right,
I, when
right.
I, when yeah, I yeah, called... I called somebody, you know, just for some information. He walked me through the first, for the first two pages, it's just kind of general information. He says, no. He says, just put down no. And then you go on and you put it in. It took me all 10 minutes to get that and print it out. It was easy.
The e-reg is very easy, and I'm glad we're able to kind of remove that hurdle for people and entrepreneurs who want to get engaged.
Yeah. Okay, our guest is George Runner, Board of Equalization. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And, hey, George, I just want to kind of talk to you about what you see is coming. The fire tax. Did you? I know that you thought that was completely unfair. And other things that you see are coming that's going to have an impact on us here this year.
Absolutely.
You bet. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:15 in the morning here today, February the 27th. It's 46 degrees out there today, looking for some rain later on. We can always hope for that. Give us a call if you have a question for Mr. Runner, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday, March 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. A special menu for a special night. Reservations are a must. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Galen on bass, and special guest Rick Hill on guitar. Oh yeah, and the beautiful Linda Bot on vocals. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, Thursday, March 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Let's make it a special night.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bot. Good morning. It's 8:18 here, right here today on February the 27th. Hey, I want to talk about Wind River this coming Thursday night. Join Linda and her gang down there, her Lady Bot and the Bluebirds down at the Wind River Casino and Resort. That's right. Romance on the River, Thursday night from 7 to 9. Give them a call at 243-3377 for reservations. And you need reservations when you're down there. They've been sold out the last four times. Come on down. Listen to her sing. Have great dinner. Dance. Just have a great time down there. But all, you know, a lot of new songs. They've been, the band's been rehearsing a lot of new songs that they're going to be playing. And again, a great place to dance, a great place for dinner, a great place for some romance on the river. Give them a call, 243-3377, Elements Lounge. Tell me you want to sit up front where you can see. Our guest is George Runner from the Board of Equalization. And there must be so many equations running through your meetings that it just, you know what, it's filling my head up just thinking about it, George. But
well, hopefully a lot of times it's not so much, you know, we have plenty of tax experts, tax attorneys, and CPAs who get engaged, you know, and who are trying to figure out what to do with a tax or how to apply tax. But ultimately what's unique about California is if somebody wants to go through the appeal process, and again, you can do that as an individual, you don't have to hire an attorney or a CPA, you get to go before this elected board and tell your story. And I can tell you this last week of the taxpayers that came forward, and basically told their story. I'd say 85% of them won their cases against the government.
Oh, okay. Can you give us an example? I mean, without naming names, of course, of somebody that came in and said, hey, look, I don't think this is fair.
Sure. Let me rewind real quick. You know, a lot of times it's an issue to where, you know, somebody – we had a guy, for instance, who believed that he should have got an income tax deduction because a part of his property had actually fallen off into the oceans. And so, therefore, he should have been able to have a casualty deduction and a significant casualty deduction on the value of his property. Or on a loss, on a financial loss on his income tax. The government, the FTB, the state income tax, said no. He told his story. It made sense. We didn't think the FTB did the calculation correctly, and we awarded him that. We had another guy who has to pay a certain kind of tax because his truck goes from state to state, and in order to get the reduction or the benefit, you have to keep your receipt. Well, clear and demonstrate that you paid a tax. And clearly he had some employees that didn't keep their receipt. But we were convinced that the tax was really still paid even though he didn't have the receipts. We didn't believe he went out and filled his trucks with illegal fuel. And so we found for him. So yeah, we do, you know, so it's a series of just trying to talk about and explain. And both of those, you know, usually one of those people were represented professionally and the other wasn't. He was just the truck driver.
Just came in. Hey, this isn't fair. Yeah.
Let me
ask you a question here. When I was in the military and I was ordered in, you know, into California, Hawaii just had a flood. I lost my car, so I had to buy, it was a new used car in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And within 90 days of, you know, of having to buy it, I was ordered in to, into California. When I came in, I had to pay the tax on my car, you know, the sales tax on my car. Was that something that I would have had that I should have to pay, or is that something because I was ordered?
Were you ordered here as a result of military?
Yes.
I don't. I'd have to go through and see exactly, but I believe if you're ordered here and you bought your car somewhere else, then you do not need to pay the tax.
That's what I would think. But they had. You know,
That would be typically something that somebody would appeal.
Well, I don't guess you guys go back 20 or 30 years then, huh?
No, unfortunately, I think you probably lost out on that one. The bottom line for me is that government can get it wrong. And so you ought to have a place. Now, California is the only state that has this ability for taxpayers to come before this elected board. And so it's very unique, and I think it's very beneficial to taxpayers.
Well, now, what does the Board of Equalization do that could not be beneficial to us taxpayers?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll give you one. Because we interpret regulation or law in terms of how to apply something. And so the Board of Equalization, I don't know, about 5 or 6. You know when you go to buy a cell phone and you get a phone for $25, but then when you go to check out, you just paid sales tax on a phone that was worth $400.
Oh yeah, what's that?
That is a regulation that was interpreted and made by the Board of Equalization. No, there's not a law, there's not a statute, but the board got to interpret that.
Oh.
And so as a result of that, that was it. Now, that was a vote that was done then. I've actually sponsored legislation to try to change that. Right now, I don't have three votes in order to change it as the regulation. So that's an example of how it is that the board can do that. Let me give you another one example, actually, that came up this last week. There's a law that basically says that it's the excise tax on tobacco products, and it basically there's a law that says basically that you've got to pay this if you're a dealer or you're a seller of this product, you've got to pay this excise tax when you receive the product, and it's available for retail sale. Well, in the past, the board had interpreted available for retail sale means it just needed to be anywhere in your store. Could be in storage, it could be anywhere. Well, this week we had a guy that brought this up, and he said, hey, look, in fact, what he had a burglary, and they took all of his product. And the government was going ahead and charging him this excise tax for all of his product that was stolen. And he said, hey, hold on, I don't believe some of this was available for retail sale. And so he brought in pictures, and he showed how it is that some of the products was on a shelf, and some of the products was above it in sealed boxes. And we determined that we believe that if they were really not available for sale, even though they were on the premises. And so we're going to change that particular regulation in order to, yeah, I think, make it more beneficial for the taxpayers. So,
well, that makes sense.
Again, those are typical things that most people will never run into, but if it's your deal and it's your money and it's your audit, you're really concerned about it.
One of our chat room comments says, Mr. Runner sounds unlike a politician, too much common sense.
Well, again, that's the unique thing that we get to do. We get to actually apply common sense to sometimes when we look at what the intent of the law is. Did they really intend for this to take place, or do we want to make sure that it applied fairly to the taxpayer.
Yeah, you know, I just heard this from somebody else, too. It seems like, you know, we pay our taxes, you know, on time, what our CPA says and all these things. And then at the end of the year, we get an $800 tax. And I still can't figure why that is. But then again,
what do you mean an $800 tax?
Well, you know, it's from the state of California saying we owe them, you know, another $800. And at various times during the year, they gave us back money. You know, the whole tax business is so convoluted. George,
yeah.
I mean, is there a way? Yeah, there's got to be a way of simplifying this.
Well, first of all, I do believe, that the tax systems are incredibly complicated and hard to understand, and that's why my belief when I go into a hearing is, I don't expect the taxpayer to be an expert. And so, if there's honest confusion, thought they were doing it right, you know, then I think you give the benefit to the taxpayer, and the government's got to do a better job of explaining. Now, believe me, we get plenty of people who are tax cheaters, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
When you got tax cheaters, that's not fair for anybody.
No, it's not, because those of us who pay our taxes on time, pay our property taxes on time,
right,
pay all of our pay our business taxes on time, all that stuff, and then I see that the state of California is owned how many billions, hundreds of billions of dollars
right
now? I mean, because for people aren't paying their taxes?
Right, and so we have to go through the process, and again, we believe people ought to pay the right. See, one of the things we say in our office is people ought to pay the proper amount of tax. That means they're not being overcharged either. And if there's tax benefits out there, they should receive them. And so that's what we communicate to our constituents. But, you know, because it's confusing and because it's hard to understand, I think it's the government's obligation to make it clear and help people at that point when it is that it's difficult to work with.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. You know, Mr. We're talking to George Runner, who is now you were formerly you were an assembly member, and I don't know if you're a senator too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sir.
Both of them. And you also are an ordained minister, I believe. Is that true?
Well, I was licensed at least. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Before my background before I got kind of into the political world is I was part of a church staff. My wife and I founded a private Christian school, and we're still on board for that school. So that was kind of
our life, and then we got engaged in a lot of the political issues locally in regards to some value issues and whatnot, and found our way to Sacramento.
Okay, well, you know what? It's, you know, the thing about it is I receive your public affairs announcements or your announcements that are going on, and the you know, the fact is that I know that you've voted consistently to try and help the little guys out here. And it's just that, somebody just wrote here in the chat room a little while ago that they have friends that are leaving. So three franchises. Yeah. So three restaurant franchises and are moving to Texas. Or they're moving, I think they said Texas, but it's because of the, and one of it is because the taxes at the end of the year were horrendous at them. Hit them again.
Well, I'll give you another, I know where you're going to break, but I'll give you one more example, and then I've got to actually take off to a meeting. But just that thing. We had a guy who had a guy come before us to make an appeal. He had a very successful internet company that he had founded, and it was going great. And one of the laws that was passed by the legislature is that once you start owing a certain amount of money to the state franchise tax board, you no longer can pay it by check. You've got to pay it electronically. Well, this guy was in a fast growing business. He made his payments on time with a check, and the state turned around and gave him a penalty. Even though he was on time and it was a growing business, and gave him a penalty because he didn't file correctly.
Because he
found it in favor of the guy.
Yeah.
And because, again, the state got the money, you know, give him some information, tell him how to do it correctly, but don't penalize the guy. And that's exactly what his representative said. He said, you know, the problem with this guy's an internet-based company. If California cannot understand how to help guys like this and not treat them badly, there's the internet. He can just move to
anywhere. Anywhere. He could go anywhere. That's right.
Yeah.
And okay.
So why would we do that for $5,000 or $10,000 to a guy that's going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars of tax in the state of California?
Yeah. Total lack of sense. Okay, George, I know you have to run, and we have another guest rolling in here. So,
hey, thanks,
George Runner, Board of Equalization.
Come back and talk about the fire fee again.
Oh, yeah. Plus, please. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, have a great day. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're going to have Mark Baird after the break talking about the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company.
Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It's Friday, February the 27th, right here in KCNR 1460. Of course, it's the 27th everywhere.
And it's currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Showers likely with temperatures around 62 today. It looks like after about 10 o'clock today, the forecast calls for maybe thunderstorms. And tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of around 43 tonight. Saturday calls for slight chance of showers with thunderstorms, possibly after 10 a.m. as well. Saturday night's partly cloudy. And now Sunday, we get up. It's a sunny day with temperatures around 66 degrees.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, we have on the line one of the major spokesmen for the state of Jefferson, Mark Baird. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Hey, you know what? This week you picked up two counties that are interested in the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, Lake County signed their declaration. They're going to, in March, they're going to add a clause that once the initiative passes either the State House or the Congress, that they will then put the issue to the voters of Lake County. But in the interim, in order to advance the process, they affirm the declaration. And Lassen County, they want to add some wording to the declaration as well. And I'm in contact with their county attorney about that, and that will be brought back in March as well at their first regular meeting in March, I think.
Okay. Now, the one of the things that we see is that, you know, we were going to have you come on yesterday, but you were quite a busy man. This isn't a Northern California phenomenon that's going on here.
No, I really have to apologize, Carl, but I had seven radio interviews yesterday, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Charlotte, North Carolina, you know, a couple in Oregon, and it's an idea whose time has come. I mean, people are not represented, particularly in the rural counties, and it is due to those three Supreme Court cases, and they're realizing it more and more across the country that lack of representation is negatively impacting their lives. And your previous guest was talking about some of those very issues before the break.
Yeah, George Runner, Board of Equalization, and you know he's out there fighting for it. No, it wasn't an admonishment. It was just the fact that, you know, when I was talking to your guy to get you on, he goes, you know what, we'd love to come on, but this is things going. You know, this is so strong nationwide, and I said, "Well, we need to get Mark on Friday then to kind of catch up on where we're at on all this in the state of Jefferson, sure. Because you know you're not just talking about a bunch of people here in Northern California that are going, hey, we're not getting represented. This, you know, what you're talking about, and I've read articles about this, and you know, in Colorado and other places, is that it's becoming almost a rural versus urban battle.
It is, really, and quite frankly, the dissenting justice in one of the three cases that I call Reynolds versus Sims, it started with Baker versus Carr, then Gray versus Sanders, then Reynolds versus Sims,
right,
that put a nail in the box in representation in rural America, really. And a lot of those people are starting to wake up to the fact that, hey, wait a minute, the Supreme Court changed the Constitution without benefit of using the amendment process, without the benefit of the people, and without the benefit of the legislature, and it is negatively impacting our lives. And I know there was a big editorial in the Reading Searchlight. They're very upset with the whole process. They can't imagine why anyone would want more representation. And I just, I had a guy call me yesterday. He was extremely angry and upset. He said, and he made the comment, and this guy claimed to be a psychologist. He said that more representation would just mean micromanagement.
Hmm. I'm not
sure. Yeah, that's kind of an odd view, isn't it?
Well, you know, I can maybe you can link some other things there. Well, the more people that you've got up there, the more they're going to, you know. But the problem is, after Reynolds versus Sims, and for some people it may not be really clear on this, that it was a drastic change on how we were represented with that court ruling. Can you expound on that just a little bit?
Yeah, like I said, there were actually three cases, starting with the Baker case and then Gray versus Sanders, and then finally Reynolds versus Sims. This one was an attempt by the court and a successful attempt to change the way at least 30 state legislatures elected state officials, because they outlawed the county system, and literally they outlawed the federal model of government for the states.
Right.
By federal model, I mean every state has two senators. And in California, we had roughly, we did not have exactly one per county, because the legislature capped the California Senate in the 1879 Constitutional Convention, but we had roughly one senator per county. The very, very most sparsely populated counties had to share, but it was no more than three, and those counties had to touch one another. Where now we're in a position where one senator represents 1 million people, and our senator shares 11 counties, for gosh sakes, while the county of Los Angeles has 11 senators. Who has the power in this equation?
Well, that's absolutely true. And when you, and as Edward Dickerson said back then, the senator says, what you've just done is you've taken away the voting privileges of everybody, and he was talking, of course, about the state of Illinois, that lives mm-hmm. outside Chicago. And which is essentially what's happened here. And
what the dissenting justice said was that you are creating an entirely city point of view, he called it.
And it's absolutely true. Now, here's the thing about the Record Searchlight editorial that I wanted, you know, specifically to be addressed is they said something about, you know, Brian Daly being a, you know, a great guy. And I think everybody agrees about that. And we need to keep people like – it makes no difference if Brian Daly was walked on water. You've got one assemblyman out of the state of – out of the area of Los Angeles negates his vote. And there's nothing he can do about it. There's nothing Jim Nielsen can do about it. There's nothing Ted Gaines can do about it. We are just totally underrepresented.
Well, I mean, that's the point. You know, no one's making any comment about the representation we do have. They're great men. They work tirelessly. I mean, Brian Daly made the comment that it takes him about 9 hours just to drive from one end of his district to the other. So, you know, we're not at all slandering the representation
we
have.
No, not at all.
They're great men. Yeah. But the problem is the Reading Searchlight seems to think that you can just vote for more of them or, you know, get a pretty capable assemblyman. Well, Brian Daly is already a capable assemblyman, and we still have these troubles. Jim Nielsen is more than a capable senator and has been in politics in California for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're not enough because we're outnumbered 10-1, than 10-1.
And you know what? And we're going to continue having things rammed down our throats here because, you know, frankly, the guys in L.A., they don't really care about what's happening up here, and their assemblymen are representing their people in L.A. And
that's
never going to change unless we change the number how we're represented.
Well, I mean, when you look at it that way, Carl, that's an excellent point. Why should people whose representation is 900 miles away, almost between 500 and 900 miles away, depending upon where you live in Jefferson? Why should those people have empathy for us? They have problems of their own, and that's the point of the state of Jefferson. More representation so that we have direct voice in our legislature. And let's face it, people's lives work where their representation is closest, where you can go to a city council meeting and look these guys in the eye and know that your opinion has impact on them. Whether the impact is good or bad is irrelevant. You know you can go and voice your opinion in the political theater, and your representatives are listening to you and acting upon that opinion. And we don't have that in the North State, and we haven't had it since 1965. And we need to restore the federal model of government to a state of Jefferson, and at the very least to the state of California, or we're not going to make it here.
Well, I strongly believe that. I never, you know, the thought of representation, and you know, I mean that we frankly were impotent up here. The other part that bothers me is that all of electoral college votes. If 49% of the people in California voted whatever it is, A, and 51% voted B, all the votes go to B. That kind of negates any voting I have, any voting rights I have here in the state also.
Right.
So, I mean, it's...
You know, another misunderstanding that the Searchlight is trying to push is that Earl Warren, in the Reynolds decision, used the 14th Amendment, Section 1, the Equal Protection Clause, and the record Searchlight says that that clause guarantees the opportunity for equal participation by all voters in the election of state legislatures. And that's absolutely patently false. These guys should read the Constitution. It's a very thin document. It doesn't take very long to read. The 14th Amendment, Section 1, doesn't mention voting at all.
Well, you know,
it guarantees equal protection under the law, and the clear intent of the history of that section was to be sure that a person of one race would not either be failed to be prosecuted or prosecuted for a crime that people of other races would not be prosecuted for. That was the intent and meaning of the Equal Protection Clause, and it had nothing to do with voting, at least when it was written anyway. It certainly does now, apparently, according to the paper.
You know, Mark, what is it to, you know, I've got questions coming here in the chat room with the, to the NC public margins. How's it going with Shasta County? I'm just reading parts of it. How's it going with Shasta County? Any chance that they're going to actually listen to y'all now that you've got eight other counties surrounding us, you might say, that are, you know, that have joined up? Are you even going to be able to have a chance to make a presentation in Shasta County?
No, we're not going to try to make a presentation in Shasta County. The Board of Supervisors was very clear in their intent. They have no intention of even listening to a presentation. They were very clear about that. So we're taking this case straight to the people because, quite frankly, Carl, people created government, and the government serves the people, not the other way around. So if the Board of Supervisors chooses not to listen to the people, then we'll take our case straight to the people and we'll get a declaration that way.
Mark, can you address the fact that some people seem to think that this State of Jefferson movement is a Tea Party only?
Is it what only?
It's a Tea Party only evolution?
Yeah, I can address that. And, you know, people are, unfortunately, people are going to think what they think, and the facts have very little influence on their thought process oftentimes. But the state of Jefferson is about representation, and it is about increasing representation for each county so that the county can do whatever it wants with that representation. For example, we have a town hall scheduled in Mendocino County. They just passed something that I call their Liberty Amendment. They called it anti-fracking. Here's what the thing said. It said, we want to limit state intrusion into county affairs to the highest degree possible. We want to limit federal intrusion into our county's affairs to the highest degree the law allows. And I thought to myself, gosh, that sounds exactly like liberty, and it sounds exactly like more representation so that the county can address their issues. Now, what Mendocino County wants to do with that liberty is to limit fracking. I'm okay with that. The people in Mendocino County don't want to frack. I don't have any fundamental disagreement with that. The people in Siskiyou County want the liberty to manage their forests so that their communities don't burn down. I think that's a good thing to do with representation. The people in Trinity County want to effectively manage the forests so that their communities don't burn down and their people will have jobs. The people in Colusa County want to do something else with that representation. The people in Shasta County will want to do something different with it. But that's the definition of liberty. If you have representation, you can use that representation to do whatever you need to do.
You had a rally here last weekend. You had over 500 people there.
Yeah.
And yeah. Talking about this, and which is... well, frankly, it's kind of exciting to see that many people fired up about something around here.
Yeah, it was a town hall to educate people, and we had a good number of people who weren't familiar with the issue, and they did stand up to speak. So it was great to get people who actually left the house and went somewhere so that they could learn about the issues. That's exciting to me. That's really exciting.
So where's next steps for the state of Jefferson? We've got about four more minutes here. What about the next steps for state of Jefferson?
Well, we have a lot going on right now. We have an El Dorado town hall on the 28th, I've got radio interviews all day in the car on the way down there, so I hope the phone works. We've got the Lake County Board of Supervisors adding their language on March 3rd so that they can decide or have the ability, if they want to throw that to a vote of the people of Lake County once the state of Jefferson becomes imminent. I've got a meeting with some supervisors on Thursday, private meeting with a couple of supervisors. We have another Mendocino town hall on the 21st. We've got town halls in Colusa, town halls in Arbuckle. Just going crazy. It's hard for us to be in all the places that all of us are supposed to be. That's how much is going on.
Well, it's, you know, it's really interesting to watch how this is sweeping through the country. And, you know, this is not just, you know, six people out of Hayfork doing this. That South Carolina, Texas, Oregon, all these other places that people are looking at because representation has become such a big thing. I mean, it's our lifeline. It's our liberty that we're on the stick for. And people, frankly, a lot of, you know, when they're in cities, don't understand what's important to the urban and the rural and the farmers and the ranchers.
They don't understand, and quite frankly, they don't have empathy for that, and they don't care.
Okay. Hey, our guest. Our guest is Mark Baird, spokesman for the state of Jefferson, and it's much more than just, when you say state of Jefferson, really it's a lot more than that. State of Jefferson is kind of an icon for the liberty and for representation and for being able to kind of cut back on what the government does. Mark, thanks a lot for being with us. Like I said, I know you're real busy, so keep spreading the word there, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
You
have
bet.
A good day.
Thanks.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We've got a new show beginning this Sunday, and we got the host that's with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, about what's happening in the North State. We'll be right back.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
For over 38 years, Kent's Meats and Groceries have proudly served their loyal customers, providing USDA choice meats, including organic and nitrate-free products, Prater Ranch natural premium beef, ham, bacon, sausage, smoked and processed in their own facility, fresh quality locally grown organic produce, and so much more. This week's Kent specials include Folgers Coffee, $8.98, Kent's Bumbling Bugler, 750 milliliter red blend wine, $14.98, Lean Pork Shoulder Roast, $1.48 per pound, Lean Old Fashioned Flavor Corned Beef and Summer Sausage, $6.98 per pound. In Kent's Produce Department, you'll find tender asparagus, $2.48 per pound, 98 cents per pound navel oranges, and first of the season white corn. Kent's is the home of Kathy's Deli for party trays, salads, side dishes, sandwiches, and special orders to round out any meal, including this week's special, authentic Italian flavor rigatoni. Check out their cheese case featuring over 30 choices of the finest premium natural organic cheeses from the Loletta Cheese Factory. Kent's Meats and Grocery at Kathy's Deli. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Redding Airport next to Windshield Gardens Nursery on Airport Road.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prizes on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone March 6th, 7th, and 8th. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Good morning. It's Friday, February the 27th, and it's 8:53 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Hey, look, head on down to Bastiani Arms. It's Friday. It's time to get down there. It's time to take a look at those new guns he's got down there. Whether you're looking for a pistol or a long gun, go see John Bastiani and his staff down there because they've got them, and they've got them on sale. Plus all the ammo. You know, there's going to be a run on 5.53 ammo. You know that. Go on down there and see how much you can buy because the government is trying to restrict your right to shoot. One more time. We didn't get a chance to get to that today, but we sure will on Monday. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call, 222-8222.
I just want to remind you once again to join us this weekend for the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. That's Saturday, February 28th. The social hour is at 5, dinner programs at 6. This is the Veterans Memorial Hall. Tickets are just $15. You can buy them at Classic Cafe or actually just come to the door. Of course, that's tomorrow night. We're going to be there. Carl's emceeing, and, you know, it just will be a nice event. We hope to see you there.
All right. Hey, Sunday, we're beginning a new show with one of our guys. His name is familiar to everybody if you listen to sports or just around town here, Nate Alberea. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning to you, Carl and Lena. Good to be here.
Okay. You came up with this idea for a show, and you have sold it already, and tell us about it.
Oh, yes. The new brain baby, Destination North State. It is a show about travel, about day trips. It's a show that encourages travel through the North State and all these things that we have within a half hour, an hour to every single direction. Mount Shasta was a place that I was lucky enough to spend an entire day on Wednesday and definitely tapping in to that area up there. And I want to, before I go any further, thank Jeb Allen from Palomar Builders and a good friend, Boyce Muse of Muse Concrete, who are the people that have fittingly laid the foundation for the show. No pun intended. They have built this show.
Well,
and now,
they believe in you, Nate.
Yeah, they have faith in what you're doing.
Yeah, they like you, Nate, and you bring a good energy, and we're so happy to have you here, you know, doing the sports. And so this is branching out because you do so many things. You do stand-up comedy, but now you've decided, you know what, this is something I really want to do, and I'm going to reach out to all the incredible things going on in the North State, which you've done. I mean, you spent time in Mount Shasta. You found like you got some good juice out of Mount Shasta.
Absolutely.
And Sunday you kick off.
Sunday is the kickoff show, and Sunday is going to be a little bit different than the rest of the shows. You know, the first four shows are totally planned out. The show Sunday, which airs at 2 o'clock right here on 1460, is going to be, again, you know, laying the groundwork, a few sound clips from the trip up to Mount Shasta, but also a few readings and some stuff to really let people know what I'm trying to do with this show. And for any of you familiar with, you know, famous radio programs like Prairie Home Companion and This American Life, TV shows like what Anthony Bourdain does, the old California Gold shows, and things like that, and throw in a little bit of true North State grit and combine them all in a blender, and that's what I'm looking for with this show.
North State, yep.
There we go. No, I absolutely know. And I want this to highlight, I want this show to highlight not just the places. It started, and I've talked with Linda about this, the places where it was the original idea of going to all these beautiful places. I also want to highlight the people. There are some amazing people with some incredible stories. And I also want to tell you guys, too, about the fourth episode, which we have planned out. It's all about travel. It's all about going on these cool day trips. The fourth episode is going to be downtown Reading. I'm going to stay right here in my own neighborhood for Destination North State, where I live, where I work, where I play, where I eat. And
are you going to pretend you're a tourist? What can you do on a weekend?
I can show you so many things to do in a four-block radius right here in downtown
Reading.
That's
Redding. Really a good idea, Nate, because, you know,
Title the show four-block radius on that particular one.
You know, and the thing about it is that there are a lot of things, you know, and we still hear people say, oh, there's nothing to do around Reading. Incredibly wrong, whoever says that. And I'm hoping people are getting over that. With the Cascade Theater, Riverfront, with the Civic Auditorium, but all these other things that happen around here. Brew and this, and, you know, there's always something opening. There's always a restaurant. There's always things going on around this town where you can have something to do.
I had my mother, lucky enough to have my mother visit a couple weeks ago for the first time, and my beautiful little little studio that I have over here around the corner from the radio station. And in 2 hours, I walked her to an antique store. We went and we overlooked the river. We took a long walk down to the sundial where we dipped back through the old rodeo grounds right there. Went to brunch. Went to more antique shopping because she could not get enough of that. And, I mean, that was all within 2 hours within a four-block radius. And downtown Reading means so much to me. And so that's why I want downtown Reading to get a spot on a show that is a travel show where I'm going to be going to Mount Shasta, going to Etna, going to Dunsmuir, going to Tehama County, going to Susanville, going to Weaverville, wherever this show may take me. But I also want it to be known that sometimes we're going to stay right here in the neighborhood for this show.
Well, you know, Dunsmuir, some of the best trout fishing in the world there, and it's become world famous for those things. But there's other parts. And I think the idea of interviewing people and getting those, you know, getting kind of the kinky stories.
Absolutely.
I don't mean kinky in that way. I mean, just, you know, the
quirky.
Kind of quirky. That's quirky.
What I'm
looking for. Quirky more than kinky. You're right.
There's probably some kinky stories out there. Sure. And if anybody has some kinky or quirky stories, please, Nate. At Reading1460.com.
Keep them G-rated.
I think one of the people you ought to interview is your grandmother. She is quirky.
So the second show, that's where we're going.
Your grandmother, you know, taking on people up there. You know, she's a stated Jefferson advocate, but she's also a hippie. You know, you got to love people like this.
My grandma Katie, the Jeffersonian mama that I love so much. And we will be going to Dunsmuir. The second show, The Pursuit of the Great Burgers that are apparently up in Dunsmuir right now. Visit with Grandma Katie.
Supposed to be the best hamburger joint in the United States up there up in Mount Shasta. Or is it Dunsmuir?
It's in Dunsmuir. So we will get to that. And again, Nate at Reading1460.com. Email me if any of you are interested in being involved, sponsorship with this show, or just want to know more about the show. Please do.
And by the way, Gun Talk is still on. It's just we just run it back a little bit. We just take an hour out of that. Gun Talk will always be with us. So, S Flo.
It's great to hear Gun Talk, but it's better to hear Nate what's going on with all these people.
Stuff.
Well, I don't want to be taking away anyone's guns. You know
that? No, we know that. Okay, now on Monday, enjoy the magazine. It would be starting off March. It's another month. We've just let another month get away from us here. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Police aren't disclosing any possible connection between the suspected gunman and the seven people who were found shot to death overnight in a small southeastern Missouri town.
In our job, we see a lot of bad stuff, and this is bad. This is also hard on the police officers who are working that there. It's not natural to see that sort of thing.
Highway Patrol spokesman Sergeant Jeff Kinder tells KTVI-TV the bodies were found in four different homes. The suspect was also found dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Also at SRNNews.com, Congress is closing in on approving a short-term funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security that would avert a partial agency shutdown. Republican Louisiana Senator David Vitter says the failure to block the president's executive action and allow people in the U.S. to avoid deportation is a big mistake.
It's rewarding behavior. We say we want to curtail. We say we want to stop, but we're rewarding it, and we're going to get more of it.